Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Nagel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and the CEO of QVinci, and it's a software company. It's a company that makes software that helps people like you and me manage the finances of our company better. And Charles has got a story to tell us. We're going to talk a little bit about you, small business owners, and the issues that you deal with, and me too as well in my business. And then we're going to talk about how to solve some of those issues. Charles Nagel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your company. Only a couple of years old, huh?
Founded in 2007, actually 2 years ago this month.
But this isn't your first goat roping, is it?
No, I've started a handful of high-tech companies over the years and built them and sold them or done them, merged with other companies.
What's the key to that?
Hard work.
How do you
pull? One of the things I tell my employees is keep rolling. A lot of people, we give up too easily sometimes. And if you believe in what you have and you've done a good job, you've done your due diligence and you're diligent, then it's a matter of working hard.
Don't just do the due diligence, be diligent.
Yep.
I like that. Say that again.
Don't just do the due diligence, be diligent.
This is going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen, later. I like the way you said that. And so how often, when you were being this serial entrepreneur, as you were becoming this serial entrepreneur, which you have become successfully, how many times were you onto something and you were the only one who thought so?
Well, early on, I've never known it to be another way. It begins with a dream. Entrepreneur, you can define it any number of ways, but it's the entrepreneurial spark. You have a dream, you have a vision of something that you believe in, you want to do, and there's a lot of heavy lifting to turn that from an idea or a thought into an operating company that is successful, mm-hmm. That has critical mass. And so early on, it's, my kids, I got four daughters.
Congratulations.
Hey, I'm going to go do this. And they'll roll their eyes. Oh, their dad goes again. He's got another one of his entrepreneurial things going. So, but there are people that are made for creating things, inventors and that sort of thing, and there are people that are made for maintaining, mm-hmm. and entrepreneurs, they're inventors.
They're inventors. They're pathological optimists, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which
is a good thing if you're going to be an entrepreneur.
Well, you can't be without being a pathological optimist, but at the same time, you have to blend in reality with that. And see, for some people, reality means nobody's ever done this, so then the reality is I can't do it. But for an entrepreneur, reality means if this is going to be done, I've got to do this a certain way. I've got to make sure that I stay focused. That's an entrepreneur's reality, isn't it?
Yeah. And I had Lombardi said, they ask him what his secret to winning football games, right? And the payoff is the winning of the football game,
right?
And his thing was, look, you block better, you tackle better, you win.
Right.
And business is very similar, in my opinion. And you block better, you can have the greatest idea on the face of the earth. But if you don't block and you don't tackle, you're not going to score. I mean, you might have a few wins along the way, but you won't have any staying power. And so you have to block and tackle really, really well. And then that connotes a whole lot of things that, we can extrapolate in our own heads about what it means to block and tackle daily, maybe sometimes even hourly. But
right.
you have to have good process to go along with your great idea.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's the thing. There are two, I call it two universes that small business owners exist in. One universe is the product side, the creative side, the exciting side, the exciting universe. The other universe is the operating universe. That's the one, that's the diaper-changing universe. And many entrepreneurs that you've known them, and I have too, who were great entrepreneurs. They could do the product side, the fun side. They could do that falling off a log, but they could not do the operating side, and they weren't capable of finding people to do those things for them.
Well,
without that piece, without you can't have successful entrepreneurship without both of those universes working together, can you?
No, one of the things that I did when after I in the first three or four companies was I went to be I was a turnaround consultant, going to small companies and help them.
Right.
And I mean, that's how QVinci, that's how QVinci got born, was out of that, because I'd helped, you know, companies that were doing $31 million a year but losing $1 million a month, or companies that were doing $5 million a year and had the same paradigm.
Right.
And so one of the things that we've, that tends to be the what I call the entrepreneurial paradigm, is that the people that are running these companies and they're working these companies, they're the subject matter experts, kind of what you're saying. They know the tires are making the donuts or
that's the
coconuts
fun
or whatever it is, but they're not financial guys for the most part. They're not management people, but they're in love with what they do.
Right.
That's and you have to, you can be in love with what you do, but if you want that dream to flourish and not be an anchor around your neck, you have to block and tackle
right.
and put certain things in place so the company can execute.
Mm-hmm. And folks, that's primarily the details, and largely the financial aspect. And, you know, I was talking as I was introducing you, Charles, before you got here, that and I was saying that, you know, many a business, a successful product business, a successful business where the person knew how to take care of customers, knew how to deliver product, et cetera, failed because they didn't understand this, you know, the blocking and tackling, as you say, or as the example I use, the operating universe.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be able to manage the finances, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, there are many tools out there that are available, and there's a lot of training. You know, 25 years ago, let's say, there was not that much available to help small businesses. We were kind of on our own, pretty much. But today, there's no excuse for not being able to have the tools and the education on how to run the operating side of a business.
No, there are a lot of resources out there, and in fact, it's like anything else. There's a million self-help books. Now, which one do I pick
right.
and use, and will I stay with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about half the problem. So,
but you got
there's a lot of opportunities out there.
But you've got idiot-proof software, QuickBooks. I use. We use an automated system here in my company, but I use just a regular old Excel spreadsheet to manage my own cash flow, my cash flow projections. I do that myself, just on a little Excel spreadsheet. But sometimes putting all that together, folks, and having all those tools and all that information work together, maybe that's a little bit of a challenge. We come back. Charles has got an idea for how to. He's got the answer, I should say, for how to fix all that. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. You can subscribe to my blog. You or just check it out while you're there, right off the homepage. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can even see a sample of what it looks like. So I hope you'll check all that out. Lots of small business power right there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Charles Nagel is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and the CEO of QVinci. Charles, tell us a little bit about QVinci.
Well, QVinci was born out of my turnaround consulting practice. Actually, I'd gone into a number of companies and seen issues. Companies that had the great products, as you were talking about, doing $30 million a year, losing $1 million a month, or small structural steel companies. And in the larger companies, we spent a lot of money putting systems in place that didn't exist so we could have instant visibility to data so we can make informed decisions in a very timely fashion. Small companies historically have not had that available to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to spend the money for it. They don't have the integration. They don't have the IT department, whatever
right.
it is. Even if they have 60 employees, it's an issue. And so what we did is we said, look, these are what small businesses need. So let's build one of these things. Let's make it connect to the most popular accounting system on the planet, which is QuickBooks, and Excel, and let's merge that data together and give them instant visibility, and let's do it for $1 a day. and which is what we've done. And
so you aggregate, you help them aggregate the powerful tools that that allow them to sort of, it's a dashboard basically, isn't it?
A dashboard is one leg on the stool of this thing, yes it is. And, you know, the thing that we're serial creatures. We do the same things over. We drive to work the same way, get a cup of coffee the same place every day. And so we do the same kind of things over and over again. So one of our postulates in Kivinci is, if I keep doing what I've been doing, what am I going to look like this month, next month, 6 months out? And what are the key indicators that I have? Well, we put together a tool so that you don't have to build a tool. You can build the various dashboard elements of the things that are important to you. But what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to see those trends. You know, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, the accounting department would put the P&Ls together and the balance sheet and give it to management. Yep. Management would sit around talking. A whole lot has changed.
And it would be available like 45 days after the fact.
Yeah, and not a whole lot has changed. We still look at, a lot of people still look at financials posthumously. Well, this is too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we say, look, come and get a cup of coffee, click through your dashboards in the morning and see the trends that you have historically done. See where you're going, see the relationships in a graphical format, because when you walk away from the monitor, you want to remember what you've seen, and you want to be able to collaborate with your employees, so let them have the same kinds of data, and you guys begin looking at what is important, measuring your company's metrics, and it's like cancer, you know, as you were talking about the operating expense universe.
Right.
It's like cancer. Early detection is the key to
avoid. If there's something that's going to take you down, you want to know about it early, folks. You can track it if you have the right tools. You know, the beauty of this is what you're doing here, which is kind of very exciting, Charles. Is you're adding an extra lever to the thing that makes small business owners the coolest in the world, the coolest part of a small business, and that is our ability to move fast and to make changes quickly and to be nimble. You're adding technology to the nimbleness, and if you gave this kind of power to one of the big Fortune 100 companies, they couldn't take advantage of it like a small business could.
Well, they probably, but because of the processes that they have.
That's right.
But in a small company, in one of the advantages of being a small company is I liken this to a SWAT team. I mean, you can read and react and take advantage, and with the way it used to, when you ordered something, 30 years ago before there were really faxes out there, you'd fill out an order form, you'd mail it over somebody or call it in, they'd fill the order and truck it to you, that sort of thing. Today, you go online, you fill out an order, they either download it or they ship it to you. You know, the speed of business has changed. So being a good CEO or manager is mostly 80% about making good decisions.
Right.
And you have to be informed. So if you don't have immediate data, accurate data at your fingertips where you can make a decision, then the decision either will be delayed or it possibly could be incorrect.
Does this incorporate the check register, the cash flow projection? Is this incorporate a cash flow projection as well?
Pretty much anything you want to do. In fact, we've pre-built some of these tools for you automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to touch on Excel here shortly because there's a lot of...
I've got about 1 minute.
Okay. There's a lot of data inside running a company that is not containing QuickBooks, and so we like to aggregate that data from Excel also and see it in the same format. But what you want to do is you want to have tools that you can click that will build, you know, receivables and payables and show you the view of where all these data elements are, cash flow, check register, whatever that is, give you an instant snapshot of those data elements so that you can make a decision and go, okay, I need to address this right now. That's our early warning indicators. If I keep doing what I've been doing, this is what I'm going to look like in this area. So you want to be able to make an informed decision, and you want to be able to collaborate with your employees.
Is there training for this? If I buy your product, will you train me?
Yeah, we actually have videos online on our website,
www.qvinci.com.
That'll
video
show you
tutorials.
How to use the tool, but we also do webinars.
Give us the website again, please.
www.qvinci, QVINCI.com.
QVINCI, folks, .com. Check it out. Dollar a day, huh?
Dollar a day.
Charles Nagel, folks. Check it out. Hey, Charles, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about angel investors, too, next time you come back.
Okay.
We'll do it then. Thanks. Charles Nagel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.